What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. Here we go again with another great episode for you guys. How are you guys liking it so far? Please leave on the comments. What do you guys think of episode one, episode two? As we continue to push forward, as we continue to keep growing, because that's what I always want for you guys. I want for me. I know that a movement is happening. I know that something's going on where it's going to be beneficial for me, beneficial for you guys. And that's why this space has been created, for us to have a safe space, a space where we can say, I don't feel okay and I need some help, or today I'm just not feeling it and I just want to be honest, and it's okay. This is why this space is here. And heat comes, but the heat is worth it, because if it's healing you, if it's connecting me, if it's growing us, then it's worth it. So we just ignore the heat and we feed into the healing, and that's the most important part. So with that said, we have another great episode planned for you guys. Can't wait to share it with you guys. Hope you guys enjoy it. Episode number 3 of season 6. Here we go. Sister, since you're the co-host, what are we talking about today?
Co-parenting.
Co-parenting. That's what we're going to talk about. A couple of you actually have mentioned via email and comments that you guys want to talk about co-parenting. And to be honest, it's a situation where I'm adjusting and still learning. So I don't know how much I'm going to be able to speak when it comes to this part. However, if you guys have suggestions or opinions as far as what to do, how to implement certain things, please go ahead and share, because it's, from my understanding, it can be challenging. So I guess my first question for you, sister, would be, when you hear the word co-parenting, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
A lot of different things. I think the first thing that comes to my mind is, God give me patience, because again, it's all in perspective based on your level of healing.
Yeah.
So it could be something you dread, or something that has become more of just a natural flow. So yeah. In my case, I co-parent in an amicable, peaceful dynamic now, but it wasn't that way at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, we're being honest with you guys. It's something that we constantly do, right? We're very transparent. So I am a co-parent that does 50-50. So I see my kids half of the time. I don't see my kids half of the time. Your co-parenting's a little bit different. You do...
24/7.
I was like trying to mess around, but yeah.
24/7. And it could still be challenging, because again, it goes back to your healing process.
Yeah. Yeah.
Things will affect you if you're still in a healing process, or if you have not healed.
Yeah. Correct.
Or you deal with things in a more amicable manner based on your level of accountability within yourself. So I was not in this place where it was amicable and peaceful at the beginning of my separation, and at the beginning of having to co-parent. The little that we do co-parent, obviously she's with me 24/7. I don't have to share her, which is a blessing in my eyes now. At the beginning, I didn't feel it that way, because obviously you're full of emotions when you're going through a process with someone. But now that I've healed and I've accepted my situation for what it is, being a single mother, having her 24/7 is a lot of work, but it's also a blessing. It's been a blessing full of growth and mistakes and miscommunication, but I've been able to grow.
Yeah. And before we dig in a little bit more deeper in co-parenting, I think you're hitting something that's 100% key. Have you guys noticed that in every episode, it's all about your individual healing? It's all about, are you recognizing? Are you taking accountability? Are you owning your mistakes? Are you accepting the inner child that needs to be healed? Because if we ignore these things, we can quickly co-parent in a way where we're using the kids against each other. We're hurting them by saying things through them. I mean, as I'm learning co-parenting, I remember when my parents were divorcing, and I would go to my dad's or my mom's. Man, what bad experiences of co-parenting did I learn? Mm-hmm. I would get messages from my mom, and you tell your dad, and you do this, and then I would be coming back from my dad's house, and you tell your mom, and you tell her this. And it was like, talk about being put in the middle, man. Like, it would be uncomfortable to want to go to either parent. And I don't know who I'm resonating with, if you guys are currently going through this, but it's like, I get it. The emotions are high. I understand the whatever it is that you're going through, the betrayal, the lies, the infidelity, the whatever it is that you're going through. But try your best to not put the kids in the middle, because at the end of the day, one, it's not their fault. They don't have to pay for what you guys as adults, decision making that you guys made, or even if the decision wasn't yours, but it was forced upon you, you still have to not have it affect the kids. And I'm coming from a place where in the beginning, I know I was affecting them because I'm learning. I'm processing. It's challenging. It's hard to tell someone, don't do it, when it's like, no, I want them to think this and think that. And then quickly, slowly but surely, through mentoring, through counsel, through my sister, it's like, hey, it's not about them. We need to keep focus on you. And it's hard, man. It's hard.
Definitely. Because again, a lot of emotions are happening all at once. In my case, I was going through postpartum, and so I had all the hormonal changes that were going from becoming a mother, and I was unaware of certain things that were being triggered. So now that I've gone through that process, I know that everything you explained in terms of our childhood, what we saw when our parents had to co-parent, was my motivation, where I wanted to give Abby a different experience. I've already given Abby a situation that she didn't ask for, or was probably not the ideal situation, but it's my story. Yeah. And I embrace it, I accept it, and I face it. And until I kind of realized that I have to put my ego to the side, because that's what it was. It was my ego that was being affected. It was my emotions that I was not processing. Did my co-parenting situation not get better?
Yeah.
So now there's, dialogue when needed. Very peaceful, amicable. I wish him the best. I will always put my daughter's well interest before anything.
Yeah.
I will always consider her heart, and because I love her so much, I'm going to protect her heart. And that means that I have to show respect and regard to her father.
Yeah.
Because that is her father.
And although the mixed feelings at the time where Yvette was not healed or was going through a healing process, I'm not sure which one of the two, whether you were going through a healing process or you weren't, regardless, at that time, I mean, when he would reach out, there's like a part of you that's like, heck no, like, I'm cutting off this connection, or I'm not going to allow him to get close to her.
There's different emotions. Sometimes I feel like you want them to hurt because you're hurting.
Yeah.
Or because you feel that they're not, you have expectations on what you would have wanted them to be as a parent.
So good.
You have
not just as a parent, as a partner.
Totally. So it's different emotions, right? Like, that I had to kind of work through. But it was, again, realizing I only have control of myself, how I conduct myself. Whatever expectations I had for him, I had to just grieve and accept the situation for what it was and always prioritize Abby's heart. So for me, it was just accepting that this is my story, not running from it, and like kind of equipping myself through my therapy, but also through books, like parenting books. I remember, I can't remember the name, but I'll share it. Michael could share the link or the cover of a book that Tanya recommended. I want to say it's Connections with Parents or something of that nature. So reading books has helped me just kind of narrow down and identify things within me on why I was kind of complicating the parenting, co-parenting situation.
Yeah. And I know, like, sometimes I think I'm like, man, I feel like people are looking at the podcast and it's like, man, you guys are always talking about healing. Like, we want to hear more about co-parenting. But again, it's like, I hope you guys can understand this, what I'm trying to say. It's like, when you are sick, right? Say you have the flu and you're sneezing. Like, we're looking at the symptoms. We're looking at you're sneezing, you have boogers coming out. But we need to diagnose the origin of where it's coming from so that it can stop from there and not just stop the boogers. You could get a wipey and just clean your nose and you fixed it temporarily. Or we can dig deep and go all the way to the diagnosis and figure out what is wrong. And that's what we're doing, or that's what we're sharing with you guys. Like, you want co-parenting to become a little bit easier? My sister hit it in the head when she said, we need pride to die. We need ego to die. And it's crazy how these two things are big factors in almost everything. My marriage, my relationship, my connection with my mom, my dad, my this. It's probably pride and ego that are causing something to stir up in those situations.
I mean, definitely in my situation, I was faced with obviously him moving on, having another child while I'm going through this process of grieving. Now, thank God, like, it doesn't bother me. Again, I wish him all the best.
Yeah.
But at that moment, you start questioning. It's like all that self-doubt, right? And you're not thinking of, my actions right now are affecting my co-parenting relationship, because you're consumed in all of those thoughts and emotions that come with the self-doubting. Was I enough? Like, all of that you go through, right? But one of the things that helped me was, once again, through my therapy process and my healing process, is accepting my situation. And I will not get tired of saying that, because I literally was in denial for a while. Like, I was trying to tell myself stories that were not the case. I had to be really raw with myself. And that's when my parenting relationship changed. Again, my situation is different to yours, right? Because there's more interaction. Mine is very minimal. But now, thank God, I could say, like, it's peaceful.
Sorry.
And I could say that there's hope. There's really hope. Like, I want to say it's not a bad thing. Co-parenting is a situation that's going to happen to anyone when a relationship between a couple just doesn't work out. And that's completely normal and understood. But I think that it also comes with just being real and really putting the well-being of the children as a priority. And I don't say that lightly. I say that truly, not trying to put a villain to a story. I think that's what I also learned, right? Like, it doesn't matter who was at fault. It doesn't matter what hurt had already happened. The reality is that I'm in a situation where I have to respect this person because I love my daughter that much.
Yeah.
And I want her not to be in the dynamic that you and I were in when our parents were going through the process.
Correct.
And another thing that I also have in my heart to share is, I came to accept and learn that no matter how much I complicate the co-parenting situation, nothing's going to change. This man will forever be the father of my daughter. And that made me see something that kind of clicked. Like, I said to myself, you know what? Why am I going at odds with someone? Why am I fighting? What am I trying to prove? How is that benefiting my daughter? How is that making it easier for the dialogue and the relationship to grow? So I think at the end of the day, what I walked away from, you know, that process was, at the end of the day, my actions, my mistakes, I own them. But from here on forward, I need to accept that no matter how much I would have wished things to be different, me and him are always going to have some kind of connection because of her.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm going to try to be respectful. Obviously, you're not always going to agree with things. You're not always going to see eye to eye. I till this day have certain things that I don't respect. But I say, you know what? I give it to God. And I'm going to do the best that I can, because no gano yo nada in bashing the guy.
Yeah.
No va a cambiar nada del pasado. Al contrario, I see it as, you know what? I'm just going to give it to God, do the best that I can, support my daughter, and realize that no matter what I do, this is a relationship that I have to act in a mature manner for Abby's benefit.
Correct. And again, all of it, what we're trying to just express, or I'm trying to express with you guys, it's, you know, how do you co-parent? You look within, acceptance, understanding, what am I doing wrong? Asking questions. That's an episode. Mm-hmm. That's another episode that I shared with you guys, where start asking questions. As dumb as the question is, why did I do that? Why did that upset me? Why, when they made that comment, did it fire me up and I got angry and I stormed out? Or why did that insult really hurt me when I know it's not true? Like, all these things, you got to start figuring it out, because then even when they think certain things, which is what I'm kind of living right now, like, now it doesn't faze me. Like, I can care less. I'm going to be a present father. I'm going to be a present dad. I'm going to show love. I'm going to support. And even when, like, I can help other people around me, I do it too, because I'm just not going to change who I am. You know, like, you really start. And it's kind of tying in a little bit with last week's episode about having your identity, because when you do, it won't faze you. You did mention, though, right now about, like, there's going to be things you disagree with, and this is more superficial. This is the Kleenex when we wipe our boogers off our nose. So this is the superficial stuff. So we got to take care of the fundamental first, the diagnosis, and then we can do the superficial. Say, for example, because I see it a lot, to be honest with you, sister, a lot of couples that get together and then they have family, and then they're like, well, I'm going to present my kid. And then the husband's like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm baptizing my kid. Well, it's the same thing. No, well, I'm doing it in a Christian church. Well, my family wants to do it in a Catholic church. What do you do then? And I'm talking co-parenting, right? Because this is where it's like, well, I'm going to do it my way. And what do you do there?
Well, I was in that situation, actually, where I was asked to present Abby in the church where her grandma attends. And I wasn't opposed to it because, again, it goes back to your level of maturity and your level of perception and growth spiritually, where it doesn't affect my daughter whatsoever. We congregate where we congregate. And Abby knows, you know, that she loves God. And that didn't become an issue.
I didn't know that. So she's literally, she was presented and baptized. So she did both.
No. So she was presented at Abby's grandma's church. Uh-huh. And she was presented also at my church. She wasn't baptized. I didn't baptize her because she's going to do that when she's ready.
Got it.
But that's, like, I feel like a whole different subject, because now if you're co-parenting and you have that dynamic and the couple is not together when it is your time to be with the child, well, then obviously you're going to discuss it with the other parent and then you'll get the approval. But then when they do have their custody time, you have no control really what they're able to do sometimes. So you can vocalize your opinion, and I would suggest it in the most respectful way possible, because, again, that's where a lot of the dysfunction kind of occurs sometimes when we're trying to, like, maybe dictate, or, again, what we talked about last week, like, our tone or our deliverance. It doesn't come, you know, in the best manner. So there's a lot of layers to co-parenting, but I think, and those are like technicalities that occur in my opinion, but the fundamental that I feel that I've learned overall is that co-parenting is what you're going to make of it if you're willing to put your emotions aside, like your personal vendettas with one another and your pride to the side for the well-being of your child.
Yeah. I mean, it all ties in, right? Like, I kid you not, from even my first season where I'm talking about specific topics, and if you guys can, go take a look at them. I promise you guys, great episodes, great information, but it all ties in together when it comes to healing, individual growth, learning how to love yourself, identity, secrets, all these great topics, right? Like, again, you're going back to the diagnosis, which is key. Don't hold that resentment, because that resentment is going to cause what my mom and dad did with us. And it's, you go tell them this and you go tell them that. And it's like, now you're making the kids uncomfortable. Like, I remember, I'm like, kid you not, it's Friday and I know it's time to go to dad's. And I'm just like,
you dread certain things.
What am I going to hear now? And then it's Sunday. It's time to go back to mom's. And it's like, oh, my dad's going to start telling me. And if I tell you the things that were said, man, like in Spanish, like the bad words, like how, like, rebomba and all this stuff, like, dude, it's kind of like, were you guys aware what you guys were doing?
But as you're saying that, I say to myself, like, don't you feel the need to just do better then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, don't you feel it within your heart? And I kind of get emotional because it's like, we already went through it. Mm-hmm. I don't want her to go through it again.
Yeah.
And as you're talking, I'm just saying to myself too, like, at that time, our parents couldn't really see each other in the same room. Mm-hmm. It was years, right? They were not able to co-parent and even be at the same function.
I still feel like that a little bit sometimes, to be honest with you.
But now they have been in functions together. And that's another point that I've learned with, like, research and things that I've read. Look at all the stories, like, where they're at it for years with one another. And then they become best friends.
Yeah.
Or, oh, they become friends and they hang out and things are just at a completely other level. And I'm a testimony to it because I've hung out with Abby's dad, you know, years past. But it was just, you know, a friendship, obviously, because of my kid. Aclarando, ¿verdad? But I just feel like the dynamic is different. There's nothing going on. There's no, you know, emotions any longer. I just respect him as a father of my daughter, and there's no animosity. And so I feel like, I think life has taught me as well, is like, your parents, myself, are an example of how it's going to be up to you how you want to prolong this dynamic that's not healthy for our children. So it's best to just mature and heal, so that we can provide better environments, breaking those cycles.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. And one thing you mentioned right now is that the power is in your hands. I like that. That it's like, the reality is, you're going to make the decision, and you're like, no, but you don't have no idea. It's so unfair. Bruh. Mm-hmm. I'm well aware. Of having to take the high road. I'm well aware. Is it difficult? 100%. Is it easy? No, it's not. But it's doable. And every time I've done it, and every time I continue to do it, there's more growth. There's more development. God shows me a strength, an inner strength that I never knew I had. And that can happen with you guys. It takes time, to the point where even certain things that they do that used to be offensive, you're just like, dude, it don't matter, man. It's sad. Keep doing it. That's on you. But it's just not going to affect me anymore, because I got work to do. I got take care of. I got responsibilities, and I'm stepping up for these little ones, you know. And that's the reality when it comes to co-parenting. It's that, like you said earlier, you're doing it for them. And again, that's the most important part.
And again, we're speaking now, in my case, with a process that has already transpired within 8 years, 9 years.
Yeah, it takes time.
It definitely takes time. I have several friends that are divorced, separated, never got married, but are co-parenting, different parents as well. Like, they have different fathers of their children. It's different experiences with time and wisdom, right? It's trial and error. We sit here and we share stories, but that doesn't mean that we didn't have bad days. That doesn't mean that we failed. That doesn't mean that we're perfect. We're just trying to really keep it real and let you guys know that we understand that things can be challenging in regards to co-parenting, but then there's also blessings. When you start taking accountability and ownership for how you conduct yourself in that co-parenting relationship, beautiful things happen. Environments that are healthy, that are blooming, that are blended start occurring. Because I lived it, I've experienced it, I'm living it now, where there's peace, there's harmony.
And before you keep going, I just want to add and have grace with yourself throughout the process. You said 8 years, 9 years, etc., right? And maybe it didn't take that long. Like, I think it was obviously even before then, but nevertheless, let's just say, let's cut it in half, right? 4.5 years, whatever. Why am I bringing this up? Is because in those 4.5 years, the first year, there was a lot of days. There was days where you handled it to a T, and then there was days where you failed. There was weeks that you're like, man, I did a whole week. But then on the eighth day, boom, you fell again. The goal is not, since I failed, let's just throw in the towel. It's keep doing it and keep doing it and have grace for yourself. Like, and again, it all ties in together. Last week when we were talking about labels and how I realized I fell into the trap of the comments. Ask me if I've fallen into that trap recently. No, I haven't. Have the comments still kept pouring in? They still keep pouring in, but I don't fall for it right now. Mm-hmm. Now, in a month, will I maybe hear one of the episodes tell you guys, dang, I did it again? Maybe. But the goal is, now that a week has passed by, I'm getting stronger and stronger. And then with time, it just becomes a much healthier habit. And what you thought was like a never-ending story, man, is it an ending story? And yes, it's like, you look back, like, I'm not there, but I know you do. It's easy for you to look back and be like, man, I'm just so glad this is over.
Yeah. And then you become thankful for it. And I know that we sound like broken records sometimes because we repeat certain things, but I like really get so amazed, honestly. And it's so rewarding to see like the full circle of God's goodness in our lives, because I am a living product of how co-parenting can start off bumpy, and you can obviously dislike things that are going on, but you eventually realize, you know what, I'm going to own my mistakes. That's the only thing I can do. Take accountability for me, work on myself and accept my situation, and always protect this little heart.
Yeah.
And for me, that's been my motivation ever since I learned that I was going to become a mom. That I want things to be different. Is it perfect? No, it's not. And even as you were talking right now, like, God gave me like this level of peace where I do want to say it's going to get better.
Yeah.
It's going to get better. Va a pasar la tormenta. It can't rain forever. And I know that you hear those things sometimes, but the co-parenting situation will get better for all of us. And I promise that.
Yeah. I definitely want to ask you guys, the viewers, the listeners, to comment in the area you guys are struggling with co-parenting. Please share, you know, what's the problem. There's a lot of people that have reached out sharing, like, someone reached out to me via TikTok that they were having issues in their relationship, and then they separated, and the husband passed away like a year later. Or the ex-husband. So this lady's kind of dealing with the whole emotions and everything. And then she's taking the time to tell me God's going to uplift you and bless you. And I'm like, you just lost your ex-husband. And you know, it's complicated, but she's wishing this on me. And I'm like, you know what? Wow. Like how God uses the brokenness while we're broken to help each other out and what have you. So
when you question right now how someone takes the time out of their day to try to uplift you, although they're going through their struggle.
Yeah.
And that's when you know that you're living in purpose. And that's when, for me, it's an answered prayer, because that shows how someone, although they're going through their struggle, is using their pain for purpose, which is what you've tried to do with this podcast and even your story.
Which is what I am doing.
Definitely. And it goes back to co-parenting. At that given time, how was I going to know that my story was going to be able to help someone else?
Yeah.
And so that's when you know that even the most hurtful process in your life is going to become a strength later on that can bless someone else.
And I've shared with you, and you could we're very open. So if I'm saying something that I'm lying, I promise you guys, esta no me va a dejar. Like, no me va a dejar. Pero yo le he dicho. And I've told Tanya the same thing. I've told Tanya and I told my sister. I said, Tanya and my sister, I said, thank you guys for going through the pain that you guys went through. Mm-hmm. Although it sucks to say those words, but it's true, because through their pain, there has been purpose. And that purpose, what took Tanya 2, 3, 4 years, what took you 2, 3 years to heal, is accelerating my process for it not to take 2, 3 years. It's happening now much quicker. And it's so beautiful that, I mean, it sucks that you went through it, but it's beautiful that you're using it for others to say, you know what? It doesn't have to take you this long. I know what that's like. And I know I'm doing that with certain people, like, hey, let it go. Many things that we hit, sister, like ego, pride, expectations, like these are all things that I kid you not, guys, I swear to you, in my sessions with Tanya or with Rudy, like I'm over here crying, getting mad, and I'm like, no, what do you mean I can't have expectations? They have to, like, that's what a spouse is supposed to do. And you go through it, right? But then when it just starts clicking.
And even a little further, like, maybe we should explain that. So what does exactly having an expectation mean? And I'll give you an example of something that would hurt me a lot.
Well, and try to use the example if you can when it comes to relating to co-parent or whatever, which I'm pretty sure you're all.
Definitely, definitely. It's related to co-parenting. So I would always say, like, I don't understand why they can't just check up on Abby, like, in a consistent manner. That was one of my big things, right? Like, why is it that he can't just follow through and follow, you know, consistently? Because consistency for me is a big thing in terms of my child, right? And Tanya said, but that's an expectation. You're expecting them to think the way you're thinking. You're expecting them to perceive the situation the way you're perceiving it without fully, like, honestly, even stepping back. Like, he can't see it in my angle because I'm the mom and she's with me 24/7. So she's not with him 24/7. So maybe that is just not a thought process that he has. So even logically, if we just kind of step away from our emotion and see it from a different angle, a different perspective, not even just like this is our situation, you see it in a whole different light. Mm-hmm. And I would stop myself, like, okay, well, why didn't he do X, Y, and Z? And then I would say, okay, nope, that's an expectation. It's okay. I'm healthy. Like, you have to have, like, little pep talks with yourself, basically. And then you also become create a group or like an environment of close people that you seek. Like, I call you and bounce thoughts off, or you call me and you bounce thoughts off. And we basically repeat to ourselves, like, I get it. It could be hurtful. I get that it's not pleasant. But again, let's stop thinking of my thoughts and my emotions and my expectations and what I would do. and think about, in my case, my daughter. What is best for her heart?
Absolutely.
Because half of the time, to be honest with you, in the co-parenting situation, like, the kids are not even really fully involved. It's more like the drama between the adults.
Yeah.
And if we, like, keep that at a minimal and just make it about them, we will all be in harmony.
So, like, I know one of the things that we continue mentioning is the healing, individual growth. And I know for you guys, maybe some of you guys are like, dude, like, I want to hear more about co-parenting. The reality is, can we discuss the superficial things? I didn't want them to do this and I didn't want them to do that. And I've always shared with you guys, like, I can definitely do clickbait. I can give you examples of what I'm currently going through right now that you would be like, you got to be kidding me. But the reality is, I don't want to just clean my boogers. I want diagnosis. Like, I don't want just superficial. I want deep healing. I want transformation. I want to be free. I want a smile where you guys can see it and say, you know what? You can genuinely know it's coming from within. It's not just I'm putting a face. And I know some of you say, oh, that's fake. No, my friend, fake will at some point break and you will see who's faking it. But real, I mean, it's not going to stop because it's just who you naturally are or what you are. So trust me when we say, like, stick with the process. Don't give up because it's going to be hard. You're going to want to throw in the towel, but it's just so worth it. I sometimes tell her, I'm like, I'm tired, man. Like, I'm tired of always taking the high road. Like, it's ridiculous. I'm just getting stomped on. And she tells me, and even the Lord keeps confirming, keep going. There's a reason why. There's a reason why. And I don't understand it, but it's where I have to just trust and just do it.
And when that happens, because it's going to happen with co-parenting and anything that you have going on in your life, when you're exhausted, take a day off. Just disconnect. Self-care. Go watch a movie with your children. Disconnect completely and then regroup. Feel the emotions and then face it. Don't respond at that given moment. Like, stop yourself and say, okay, no, this is not going to benefit my co-parenting dynamic.
So you know, if you guys watch previous episodes, you guys understand that or know that I have shared with you guys in the past, when you heal yourself inward, it's going to bless those around you outward. You can't bless those around you outward and then be rotten inside. You can do it for a certain amount of time, but at some point, it's going to just fall and break, and it's just false. That's why it's so important, like, oh, co-parenting, healing, because you won't use your kids to hurt the other co-parent, even though if they deserve it or don't deserve it, like, it just, you won't put them in the middle. You understand their little hearts matter more. You want to know how you help in co-parenting? You show up for your kids when you have them, and you take time for yourself when you don't. And if you're a 24/7 mom, I have told you, and you're actually not that good at this, sister, give me Abby for a day. Take off somewhere. Do something for yourself. But it's challenging because when you're programmed, like, I've had mine for 3 years, like, every single day, right? You've had her entire life. So for me, even till today, it's still hard the weekends I don't have them because my body's like, wait, where are they? ¿Cómo están? And like, they're part of me. So I'm adjusting to this new life. But I am taking your advice when you're like, hey, go to the movies. Sometimes I go by myself. I sometimes go eat dinner by myself. And it's like, it's pleasant. I'd rather just, you know what? I'd rather spend time alone and take time to figure out who I am before jumping into another relationship, much less another relationship. But then God showing me when I do have them, that's how you co-parent. Love the heck out of them. Hug them.
Be present.
Be present. It doesn't matter how expensive the sweater, the shoes, the clothes, you're buying them. If you guys are just in the couch like this, are you hugging them? Are you kissing them? Are you reminding them that they're beautiful, that they're handsome? Like, yo miro como Genevieve se chivea cuando le digo mi princess and how beautiful she is. And she just got her hair cut the other day and was like, look, dad. And I showed her, I told her, I was so vulnerable with her. I was like, I'm like, man, baby, like, because she kind of stared at me like, why are you just looking at me? And I'm like, baby, I'm going to be honest with you. It's just, you're my little girl. And to see you growing up and like, it's just making me emotional, but you're beautiful. Like, you look beautiful. And things like that, it's like, that's how you co-parent. Like, you let them know what true love is. Not, I'm so depressed because of what's going on. Let them be in the living room and I'm just going to stay in the room. I'll be honest, that was me the first time that happened, right? Like, it took me a while for it to click and be like, nah, bro, you ain't a dad just when you want to be. I'm still a dad 100% of the time, although I see them 50% of the time, because they call me right now, I'm going to be there for them.
And everything that you just explained right now has to do with a healing process.
Yes, yes.
And has to do with things that you've learned and tools that were taught through this process that you've gone through.
Yes.
That's not pleasant. That is not something that, and we've talked about it in other episodes and you've covered it in different subjects. Why do we keep using the word healing? Because it is fundamental.
Yep.
So that the way you move different, you perceive things
absolutely
different, you
absolutely
speak differently. Mm-hmm. And that's why we keep using this process of healing.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you a perfect person. It doesn't make parenting, co-parenting super smooth just because you went through a healing process. But at least it gives you different tools so that you can navigate it better. And again, the ultimate priority is not for the parents to be best friends. The priority is for the co-parenting to be healthy for the well-being of the children.
Correct. For the well-being of the children.
And like you said, we could sit here and give examples of things I've gone through or things you've gone
yeah
through. But there's no need to give specifics. Overall, it's just what can help a co-parenting situation in any dynamic, whether you're 24/7, whether you have
yeah
a certain percentage,
yeah,
is again taking responsibility, like the parent taking responsibility for the way they're moving.
100%.
The way they're communicating, and it for it always to be inspired to do the right thing for the well-being of the kids.
Why do you guys think I brought her as a co-host? Like, why? You see?
I just love these topics because, again, they're dear to my heart. They're things that I've gone through. They're
yeah
things that I've lived.
Yeah.
There's things that I've cried. I've, like, suffered. I've, like, it's not things that I wish upon another person to experience. So if the little bit that I've gone through can help someone else say, you know what? Like, I don't want to be right. I don't want to prove a point to my other parent. I just want to be civil so that my kid can get the best of both worlds. And it's something that is dear to my heart. And I honestly do hope that I do transmit that in like a level of peace. Like, we do really need to do better.
That's right. I agree. I'm a little afraid we're going to have a spinoff and we're going to have someone start the Betty effect. And then it's like, bro, you're co-host. You're not.
Like, no offense. This has been a great experience, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like I've grown today. I feel a little less nervous than other times. But this is not my thing. Like, this is your thing.
Yeah.
I'm here supporting you.
We'll see. I mean, at the end of the day, like, I get everything that you're saying. Like, I'm just kidding about the spinoff. I mean, and even if she does, the healing is like, go for it, bro. Like, I ain't tripping. Like, I compete against myself. I don't compete against other people. That's what healing does, because non-healing people would be like, no, don't you dare. And don't you this. And that's offensive. That's because I'm not healed. I'm so confident in who I am. It's like, go, I'll even help you. Ah, just kidding. But the point I wanted to get to right now, as you were mentioning, it's like, I'll just give you a quick example. The whole Catholic Christian, I want to present them. I want to baptize them. If you're not healed, you guys are going to argue over this and you guys are going to fight and it's going to become a problem. If you're healed, you're going to do what my sister said or work on it. You know what? I don't want him or her to get baptized, but let's just go present him at your church. Let's go present her at the church then. Or maybe something in you says, just let it be. Let them baptize them and just go after to the after party and listen to the banda that they're going to get and all that stuff. Enjoy it. Like, just enjoy it.
Because, again, that's what co-parenting is. Like, sometimes meeting in the middle.
Yeah.
Sometimes having to say, okay, no, te doy 25 and then it's 75. It's yeah. That's what co-parenting is. But, again, it should always be the nuclear should be the children.
Correct.
Doing what's going to be best for the child.
Yeah. My example more is like, you see how when you don't get along, you're going to make it a bigger deal. And it's really more about you two than the kid. Because the reality is when you let it go and you just do it, that kid is going to grow up and that kid's going to make their decision themselves, which God, which religion they want to go to. They're going to go to which example you set. I always see my mom upset. Then they're probably not going to want to follow that God. Oh, I always see my dad. He's never happy for us. Then they're not going to want to follow that God. Like, you let it, because you're healed, you understand, you kind of let it play out. But you always guide. You always love them. You always pray over them and stuff like that. And that's just one example. What school they're going to go to, or silly things, right? Like the disciplinary actions. What time should they go to sleep? Their screen time. All these things, right? That you got to figure out. But remember, when you clash, promise you, you're probably making it more about you than the kid.
And will co-parenting will have those hiccups? Definitely. But I also feel like at the end of the day, within a couple of months of things dying down, a couple of years, the reality is that all of that is not even going to matter anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that what always needs to resonate in our minds is that we are setting an example. Our children are not what we say. It's what they see within us, like it's how we conduct ourselves.
What they see. What they see. I agree.
So it's a lot. Take a deep breath. Sometimes that's all you have to do in co-parenting. Sometimes going for a walk can be helpful.
A diet, workout, many things. Reading definitely a book, going to the beach, taking a walk. Just let the water, let the sand touch your feet, you know, like do something different, you know. But many, many things. And I want your guys' tips. I told you guys earlier in the episode, share what you guys do. Maybe I'm not hitting something that I'm still going to hit in a little bit that I'm not aware of. Help me. Because then you got your own kids' emotions and hormones. They're going to hit puberty, like so many factors. But anyways, guys, I hope we made some sense in this co-parenting episode. But I love it. I really love helping others. I know that's the reason why I wanted to bring you on too, sister, because not only do you give me a woman perspective, but you also give me a perspective of the healing process. And I kind of like discovering things that I'm like, I didn't know that. And it's a trip, but I like it. So anyways, next episode, I mean, I'm going to enjoy it a lot. I can't wait for you guys to watch it. But yeah, just keep liking, keep subscribing, keep sharing the podcast, guys, because we need your support in order to keep it growing and for God to take over and do what he wants to do. So with that being said, Mac Effect out. Peace.